Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 36 degrees already in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny this afternoon, with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. An Iowa man who served 17 years of a 50-year murder sentence has left prison on parole. The Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta said Brian Davis was released yesterday. Under the terms of Davis's parole, he must stay with relatives in Olathe, Kansas, obey all laws, and get a job. His parole will be supervised by Kansas officials. Davis was convicted of second-degree murder for killing Julie Bach. The 23-year-old Bach disappeared from her Lamar's apartment in 1992. Her remains were found east of Ottawa 3 years later. Davis and Bach were dating at the time of her death. Davis originally was scheduled to be released on parole in 2018, but in January, the Iowa Parole Board granted Davis an early release. News time is 8:01.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
A Claremont woman learned a hard lesson early this morning when she went to bail out an allegedly intoxicated friend from the Montgomery County Jail. Officials say 33-year-old Clothilda Dawn Kales was arrested after a receptionist at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center detected a strong odor of alcohol coming from the woman. Kales had come to the jail to bail out another woman, but the jailer could only release an intoxicated prisoner to a sober adult. Kales blew a .093 on the breathalyzer test, which is above the state limit. Both women were being held at Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet in a special session this evening beginning at 6 o'clock at the High School Media Center. The only item on their agenda is approval of the district's proposed capital improvement projects, or CIP. The board discussed those projects during their regular meeting on Monday. The combined project cost amounts to roughly $9.5 million. Atlantic Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein told KJAN News that includes $1.6 million in work on the Washington Elementary School.
At Washington, we're taking a look at four additional classrooms, which will be built off the, I want to say, the northeast wing, and then also a cafeteria, smaller cafeteria to be built on the side of the gym. Another project is the access road to come from the back of the middle school parking lot to the back of Washington, and that's pretty much a bus access road that'll alleviate some traffic issues at the front of the school.
The access road adds about $220,000 to the cost at Washington. Proposed work on the Schuler Elementary School includes $3.8 million for the construction of 12 more classrooms, which will result in moving some third-grade students at the Washington School over to the new addition at Schuler, as well as any overflow students at Schuler itself. The middle school would get a new commons area under the proposed capital improvements plan at a cost of about $1 million, and that would be situated in what is now the courtyard area between the auditorium and gymnasium.
Similar to what the high school has when you first come into the high school and you go by the administrative offices and then kind of enter the commons area where they have lunch, those types of things.
And the as for the Atlantic High School, Amstein said the proposal includes the addition of seven new classrooms on the west end of the building and expanding the art room at a cost of about $2.9 million. In addition, the board is looking at replacing all the heat pumps at the high school, but that's not included in the CIP. The pumps, which have been in place for about 18 years, have reached the end of their life expectancy. Amstein said the good news out of all this is that they can borrow money for the projects. Well, the time is still right as far as the interest rates is concerned.
Interest rates are at record lows, and we anticipate those to continue. And then also the high school comes out off of debt service in May.
The projects, he says, should serve the district's needs for at least the next 10 years. If the projects are approved during tonight's meeting, the next steps include project development and design, as the board currently only has seen preliminary drawings thus far. Catholic leaders from Iowa and Nebraska are welcoming newly elected Pope Francis. Bishop Martin Amos from the Diocese of Davenport says in an online post that he's sure the Cardinals considered many factors in their selection Wednesday of Jorge Mario Bergoglio, who has chosen the papal name of Francis. Archbishop Jerome Hannes of Dubuque called the election historic. In Nebraska, Bishop James Conley of Lincoln posted a brief celebratory note. The Omaha World Herald reports Archbishop George Lucas of Omaha asked members of the church to pray for the Pope. Amos said the Cardinals picked a leader who could bring reform issues such as church scandals, mass attendance, the role of women in the church, and evangelization. The Argentinian, the 76-year-old Bergoglio, is the first from outside of Europe in more than a millennium. More than 700 Iowa County officials are gathering in Des Moines today for a conference focused on training and networking. The Iowa State Association of Counties, or ISAC, will meet today and tomorrow at the Des Moines Marriott downtown for the 70th Spring School of Instruction Gathering. Organizers say presentations will cover health care reform, workers' compensation, government spending, and tourism. And participants will also learn about important legislative issues concerning county operations and finances. County officials are expected to review and approve the association's budget for the next fiscal year. Republicans in the Iowa House have voted to set up a new tax refund system for Iowans. Representative Peter County, a Republican from West Des Moines, says any extra tax dollars that aren't spent in the state budget should be sent back to the taxpayers.
In other words, once the legislature and the governor have agreed on a budget, and once our reserve funds are filled, any money remaining is money the taxpayers have overpaid.
The current state budget surplus is about $800 million. Republicans estimate each individual taxpayer would get a rebate of about $375 next year if the bill becomes law. Future rebates would depend on how big the state budget surplus is, if there is a surplus. Representative Tom Sands, a Republican from Wapello, said the proposal highlights a fundamental difference between the two political parties.
We do need to ask ourselves a question, and it's a very fundamental question, but it's a very simple question. Who does the money belong to? The hardworking Iowans or government?
The bill also sets up a new way to calculate state taxes. A flat tax of 4.5% would be charged on annual income after just a couple of deductions. Representative Joe Oldson, a Democrat from Des Moines, said two-thirds of Iowa taxpayers won't see their income taxes reduced under the plan.
Those are good, hardworking Iowans, middle-class people that are trying to make it day to day. And we've basically said to them, don't care about you.
The two tax proposals included in the bill are going to die in the Senate. Democrats who control the debate agenda in the Senate favor targeted tax cuts for low-income Iowans. And students from Iowa's state universities visited the Capitol lobbying lawmakers yesterday to grant a proposed tuition freeze by the Board of Regents. A group of students from all three of the state's universities met with legislators as part of Regents Day. Undergraduate student representatives say a tuition freeze is most important for students at Iowa's public universities. Nick Potabom, a University of Iowa undergraduate student body president, said 12,000 UI students would benefit from the tuition freeze in the next school year. Governor Terry Branstad's budget proposal includes the funding increase requested by the Regents to provide the first tuition freeze in 30 years at state schools, but his budget plan does not include the full amount sought by the Regents for student aid. The legislature must now consider the plan. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, could the Dow be going for 10 in a row? The blue chip stock index has risen for 9 straight days, and it's opened higher again this morning after some numbers released by the government added to optimism about the economy. The Labor Department said fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits, bringing the average number of weekly applications last month to a 5-year low. And although rising gasoline prices help push overall wholesale prices higher, those prices have still risen just 1.7% in the past 12 months. The main item on the new Pope's schedule today is an inaugural Mass at the Sistine Chapel, where Cardinals elected him yesterday as leader of the Church. Pope Francis might be expected to outline some of his priorities as Pope during his homily. He also told Cardinals yesterday that he would call on retired Pope Benedict, but the Vatican says that visit won't take place for a few days. On his first full day as pontiff, Pope Francis is displaying his well-known humility. He stopped by his hotel to pick up his luggage and paid the bill himself. The former Archbishop of Buenos Aires began his first day as Pope, marking an early morning visit in a simple Vatican car to a Rome basilica dedicated to the Virgin Mary. There he prayed before an icon of the Madonna. Elsewhere in the news, at least 22 people are dead after a series of explosions that tore through central Baghdad today within minutes of each other, followed by an assault by gunmen on a government building. More than 50 others have been hurt. The gunmen battled security forces in the streets for about an hour. In the end, police say security forces stormed the building that was attacked, killing the gunmen and evacuating hundreds of people who had hunkered down in their offices. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
And taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Henry Jensen, age 72 of Red Oak, died Sunday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Funeral services for Henry Jensen will be held today at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Evan Lauren King, age 100 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A gathering of family and friends of Lauren King will be held today from 10:30 until noon at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bobby Tibkin, age 59 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bobby Tibkin will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sharon Grimm, age 70 of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning General Hospital. Services for Sharon Grimm will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dwayne Jensen of Marion and formerly of Atlantic died March the 7th in Arizona. Services for Dwayne Jensen will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Michael Young, age 61 of Harlan, died Monday. A memorial service for Michael Young will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Patricia Brownsberger, age 68 of Atlantic, died Monday in Cedar Rapids. Services for Pat Brownsberger will be on Friday at 1:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Mick Denning, age 86 of Avoca, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mick Denning will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Randall Lauritsen, age 48 of rural Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Randall Lauritsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Mert Johnson, age 90 of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Mert Johnson will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Mark Heckman, Sr., age 65 of Cumberland, died Thursday today at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Mark Heckman, Sr. are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements at this hour. Brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic.